Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Fred. I am responsible. I am accountable. I am capable of assisting people to find their true voice and then deliver it effectively into the world around us. With 40 years in mental health, 32 of them as a psychiatrist, and then a massive amount of conversations, including podcasting and expert speaking, keynote speaking, I have the opportunity to really see the magic that it takes to find one's authentic self and then deliver it effectively into the world. And if you're like me, you can see that now more than ever, that's what's called for. So today is that day. Now is that time. Come forth. Join me in the broadcast. You'll see on the other side of this at True Voice with Dr. Fred. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to True Voice with Dr. Fred. Wow. Just had some dinner and it seems like I left a little bit on my lip. So it's really great to have you all here. Thanks for being here. You can see I'm in a sort of a different location. I guess you can also see that I'm wearing shorts and, shorts and a vest. And it's casual around here today. And, you know, here's the thing. When we're doing these Zoom talks, it's possible to show up in any of many ways. Another thing you might notice is that my beard is a lot thinner and I've shaved my head. And, you know, the thing I want to point to here is that when we're watching a podcast or listening to a podcast, we make first impressions. We're like, you know, we notice small changes. And then whatever the changes are, we get ideas about those changes and we incorporate them into how we listen or how we take on what's ever in our world. So the idea that there's, you know, been some changes, even in my look, my you know, freshly shaved head or my thinned beard or my vest, or the different location, or the fact that I'm wearing shorts and I'm barefoot, all play a role here in what's happening. You can see over my left ear, that's my book. It's called Find Your True Voice. And if I lean a little bit more, that's my other book called Creativate, Healing Through Creativity and Self-Expression. And if I lean a little more, that's actually my third book. And my third book is called Wellness Wisdom. And this is a book that I wrote a chapter for that just got published in January, so not so long ago. And that's available on Amazon, as is Creativate. Find Your True Voice can be found at findyourtruevoicebook.com. That's findyourtruevoicebook.com. And that's a space where you can actually get that book for free after simply paying the shipping and handling. So let's talk a little bit about what's here to be had. I don't know that, the idea again is that what we have to do is take on what might be the greatest threat in the world. And the greatest threat in the world is that we're not speaking our true voice. I mean, that's really all that we have. So we have, you know, we have ways to move forward that are inconsistent with our very truth. And for many of us, being inconsistent with our very truth has become a way of life. Like we have actually chosen to be inconsistent with our ways moving forward, and it has become a way of life. Some of us are only truthful with a very small group of people, maybe a family member or a spouse or a close friend. Some of us are not truthful with anyone. Whew. Wow. If you start thinking about the impact of what it's like for some of us who, for whatever reason, have fallen into the state of affairs that has us or them not being truthful with anyone, what kind of life is that? What kind of life has brought us to the point where we are on our knees not being truthful to anyone? It's a sad life, right? There's something just super tragic about it. The massive men live lives of quiet desperation and go to their graves with their songs still in them. That was what Henry David Thoreau said. And these people are definitely going to their graves with their songs still in them. But look, what's interesting about it is it's not like it's affliction. It's not like it's an affliction. It's not like it's that they locked the door and threw away the key. No, not at all. What's here is that you can really step forward and begin to speak your truth. And what might be counterintuitive, if even though your entire life is spent acting like someone you're not in order to protect someone you are, or most of your life, maybe, or much of your life, it's not easier to be doing that than it is to actually be yourself. So acting like someone you're not in order to protect the person you are doesn't even work. It's a ludicrous proposition, and it doesn't even work. It doesn't really protect who you are. And most of us are doing that because we're afraid we're going to be canceled, or we're afraid that we're going to be censored, or in some way quieted or stifled, muffled, released, thrown off the island. And in fact, even when you act like you're someone that you're not, that same stuff can happen, and usually does. So there's not even a certain, line of thinking that gets you through the security gates. Meaning, if you think X, then you can get thrown off the island. And if you think negative X, well, you can get thrown off the island. And you think Y, at least you don't think about it, then you can get thrown off the island. Or let's say you don't think Y, you don't even talk about thinking Y when you speak, and then that'll get you thrown off the island. So, as I've said before, it seems to me that the greatest threat in the world isn't what we think it is. It's actually that we have collectively given up on speaking our truest voice. And the reason for that is simple. It's the idea that our true voice is going to be what is required to take on any of the threats that are going on in the world. Any of the calamities, any of the challenges, any of the huge world, world-shaking challenges that are out there. We're going to have conversations. And without conversations, nothing's going to get done. It's as simple as that. I alone can't get it done, and neither can you alone. The only way to get this stuff done is to actually have conversations. And to have conversations, you're going to need another person. You're going to need to connect with them. And you're going to need to share ideas. And from those ideas, you're going to have to come up with plans. And from those plans, there's going to have to be associated actions. And from those actions, there's going to be perceived outcomes. And from those outcomes, you get to decide which next action do you need to take to continue or to actually reach the goals that were intended. It's a simple cascade. It goes, happens in seconds often, very fast. But the idea is that it's an ongoing process. Sometimes when I'm in a conversation with somebody about an issue that I don't know what to do with, or that I think I know what to do with, and they think they know something different or better or bigger than me in order to get something done, sometimes in that situation, I may have to give up a little bit of what I thought I needed to have happen. In reality, I don't really give up anything. The idea is that everyone in the negotiation can theoretically get what they want. And that's what makes this whole thing so exciting. How do you get what you want? The way you get what you want is you listen carefully to what's being called for. So in the world of self-expression, the best thing to do is to listen. Really listen. Listen to what the world is counting on you for. Listen to what will move the needle forward. Listen to what are the actions or the verbal interventions you need to make to get what it is that's intended, either for the society or the world or the community around you or for yourself. What is it that you can say now such that what might occur is consistent with what is being called for or what's being requested or what's wanted or needed by the society at large? All right, that's good. So You know, what are we going to do about this? I think the one thing that we're going to do is we're going to have to talk. And so today, unlike, you know, in the first time we had this podcast, we had a caller or two and I somehow missed them. But today I'm going to open the floor for a guest. And the way to do that is 1-888-627-6008. This is if you want to call in and have a conversation. Sam is not with me today, so you get me straight up. I'd love to hear what's running through your mind, or if you've listened to any other of our podcasts and want to speak to any clarifications or questions, or you want to just have something to offer about anything we've said. We have clearly had some very powerful conversations on this podcast, and you're invited to do so. So let's look again at what's here to be said or what's here to be had. One of the things that's happened for me since I last spoke to you is that I did the Business Mastery course, Tony Robbins Business Mastery course, virtual. A super intense course, completely immersive, 5 days, 15 hours a day, essentially, and really being with Tony primarily. But, you know, not just being with Tony and the team and really taking on, like, what is it, you know, what is it that's being called for that isn't yet occurring? What is it that's being called for that isn't yet occurring? What are your customers really needing that maybe they don't even know that they need? You know, your customer is going to come to you and is actually going to buy your product when you can provide a service that actually solves their problem. But in order to do that, you need to listen for what the problem is. Now, you may have the best product in the world that you're so proud of with all the bells and whistles necessary in order to be a great product. It shines and it gleams and it rolls and it gets the job done. But that will not amount to a sale if you're not listening to what it is your customer truly needs. What are they really, really asking for? What's in it for them? Like, what are they truly looking for that you can provide? The way to do that is really get down and dirty with who is your ideal customer, meaning what solution do you provide that you are world-class at? Not only world-class, you may even be first of class, so that you can provide a service that goes over and above anything that anyone else provides. Now, once you reach the level that you're doing that, well, sales or at least buy-ins or registrations are right around the corner. Because everyone has problems, and some people have a definite problem in the skill set that you have. So some people definitely have a problem in the skill set that you possess. And that's what we're here to discuss today. What is the problem that you actually solve for your customers? Business is just a function. The business functions, the important part of business, the two major functions of business, at least Tony Robbins says, are in the world of marketing and innovation. How do you get your innovation out there? What are you listening for? What is innovation anyways? So innovation in some ways is the response to the needs of the community that surrounds you. Like, can you keep your product on the front edge? If you get a successful product that sells, is it time to stop there? No is the answer. The answer is no, meaning because what's coming around the corner is the problem that now presents itself as a function of having the solution that you've already provided. Or technology moves forward, or government regulations moves forward, or the culture wants and needs move forward. Or anything, a calamity, a national, you know, national or international calamity takes place, or there's some sort of issue that you have to be really prospecting into the future as to how you're going to respond to that issue. And innovation needs to be coupled with marketing, meaning it's very important that you promote your product, that no one will know you have a product, even if it is the best product in the world, if you don't get it out there, meaning if you don't somehow get it in front of the potential customer. Who would have thought that I ever would be giving business Oh, there's Winston coming in through the back door. Like, who would have ever thought that I'd be giving business advice? It's kind of wild. But going through these courses, there's something new there. Like, it's really important to watch your numbers, for instance. To have Fred Ma say that out loud is both most outstanding. And it isn't like I ever thought that it wasn't important, but I wasn't like a leader in the idea that, you know, there are several things to watch on the bottom line. And there are several things to create when it comes to, you know, revenue and profits not being the sides of the business at all. Yeah, you know, if you take in a certain amount of revenue, that may mean something. Maybe you take in $500,000 or $1 million of revenue. That may have you think that you have a big business. But of course, if the costs of running the business are more or do not leave a substantial enough margin, then in fact, you're going to lose money. And a system that loses money reliably cannot survive. It's a non-sustainable system. So when looking at your business, whatever that is, in the world of service, in the world of product, you have to create margins. You have to create something that's the distance between the you know, the revenues that come in from the business and the expenses that go up. And with that margin, you might, you know, there may be a couple other things to cover, but you're really left with operating costs. And then with those operating costs, you move on forward to, like, you know, what are you going to do with that income? And, you know, if that's a positive number, then maybe you get to sift a little bit out for yourself before you go back into the business. So for, you know, True Voice with Dr. Fred is not a business, is not necessarily a business recommendation podcast. So instead, we're going to look at how does this play into True Voice? Well, guess what the number one most important thing to do when if you have a business? Like, what is the most important thing to do in order to sustain your business? The most important thing to do in order to sustain your business is, by really no surprise, is to love your clients. And I mean really love your clients. Love your clients before the sale. Love your clients even before they meet you. You know, before, love your clients as they walk around or near whatever your ecosystem is, as they come into your world, even before they come into your world, respect and love them for who they are and be really, really curious about who they are. And by loving your clients, like really honoring who they are as humans, the whole pressure to sell them on a product simply dissolves. So by loving your clients and by really creating an authentic relationship with your clients, you get a whole new access to a client base. You should not try to love your clients in order to get an access to the client base. That's not what I'm saying. What you should do is just love your clients and listen carefully for what they're asking for. What are their limitations? What are their needs or wants? What is it that you can provide to help them bridge the distance, the gap between what they need and what they have? And if you can do that reliably and also have a product that speaks for itself, well, then you have the makings of a very real business. Fantastic, actually. Because the thing about business, I had a mentor even say today, is that business will just, you know, like strip you bare and, you know, kick your butt. It's like one of the most difficult growth and development things to take on. Maybe I shouldn't use the word difficult, but, you know, like challenging things to take on in a lifetime. I'm learning that for myself now. So there's a couple entryways into my ecosystem that I'm left with. Number one, there's the Find a True Voice or the True Voice course, the True Voice podcasting course. This is for people who are either new to podcasting, they like podcasting, they're thinking that they have something to say they haven't said before, they like the idea of finding like-minded individuals that they can either speak with as a guest or speak to as an audience or listener. This group is super curious about becoming podcasters, and they reach out to me and ask me what I think they should do. And in fact, you know, the only thing I can say right now is if you're at a space where you're considering going public with your ideas, then the True Voice course really is perfect. I mean, it is. What it does is it takes where you are at any given moment in life and just refines it. It just defines it. It cleanses it. It gets it really solid to your core. And you actually become this true voice of yours. This authentic message just permeates at a level that you actually become that message. It truly is extraordinary. So I want you to get that once you have your true voice, life just changes fundamentally. Instead of spending such significant time like juggling all the things you say to someone that are different to the same things you say or different to a different group of people about the same thing, can get very old and exhausting. So in this case, what's really here is you don't have to get old and exhausting. You can actually speak to your very real truth in that way, opening up the doors for authentic truths to be shared in a harmonic and resonant way. Once that happens, it's time to take off. Like this business is likely to do very well. It's very important that you stay out of your way. It's not about you. It's not about your goods. It's not even about the money that you're going to get paid. It's about being of maximum service and knowing that when that's the case, when you're being genuine and being of maximum service, respectful and curious, your business will grow. Since I'm alone today, I'm going to take a commercial in the next few seconds. And if you're listening, I sure would love for you to call in. Pull off to the side road and call me off your cell phone, or if you want to call in from home, this is a good time to do that. My number is 916. Oops, that's not my number. Let me give you the call-in number. The call-in number today is 1-888-627-6008. It's 1-888-627-6008. And maybe when we come back from commercial, we'll have somebody who wants to actually have a conversation. If not, that's okay. If so, I'm ready. And we'll catch you on the flip side of the commercial. Thanks. Hello, everybody. It's Dr. Fred again. I wanted to explain to you a little bit about one of the names I have called the Undoctor. What is the Undoctor? Well, after about 15 years in the field of me being misaligned with what I was doing, because I was medicating people even knowing that medications were not the right answer, and I was diagnosing people even though I didn't always believe that they had the diagnosis that I said that they had, even though they did meet the criteria, etc., I like seeing humans for exactly who they are and who they're not, and not as a diagnosis. So in 2006, I began the process of becoming the Undoctor. I unmedicated, undiagnosed, and then undoctrinated a bunch of people. Like, people no longer had to come to a psychiatrist because their condition's clear. This isn't true for everyone. It may not be true for you, but for some folks who know that their diagnosis doesn't fit and who know that they don't want to keep going through with medications and don't want to be seen as someone who's defective or afflicted, this turned out to be a great intervention. Over time, I stopped doing that, and I no longer do a whole lot of conventional psychiatry. Now I just help people walk through their life and find their true voice. I connect with people straight up, not as if there's a power gradient between a doctor and a patient, but as two humans connecting and resonating with each other. As it turns out, that's where all healing emanates from. So today, I've developed the Welcome to Humanity brand over the last 6 or 7 years, and that really takes into consideration all of this. It is self-explanatory. Basically, each and every experience that we have with humanity is just as exquisite as another, even if it's deeply uncomfortable. From there, we get to actually share these human experiences. From there, we get to resonate and connect, and from there, healing takes place. I also have been helping people with their true voice, and that's why you're here today at True Voice with Dr. Frey. I help people find that true voice, really their authentic self, their core value system, and then deliver it effectively into a world that is eagerly awaiting to hear you. Without your voice, no one will ever hear you. And without your true voice, no one will ever know you. But with your true voice, you can find healing, peace, and love. True voice is what it takes to end all wars. So welcome to True Voice with Dr. Fred. Hello, 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 and welcome back. So, second half of the show, we're going to talk about something different, slightly different. What do you do with your spare time? Do you like to read? Swim? Take a walk? Garden. Let's talk about the distinction between what you say you would like to do, what you say you like to do with your spare time, and what you actually do with your spare time. I don't mean to suggest that you're misrepresenting or lying, not at all. I mean for you to look deeply at that, because that might be a space where, in fact, you're a bit duplicitous. For a lot of people, they say the right thing. I like to, you know, ski, or I like to take walks in nature, or I like to take care of my cats, which I do. But in reality, in spare time, they're doing something that they're a little bit more shameful of, or they're afraid of being humiliated. That's Winston in the background this time. Maybe they're feeling guilty about it, or maybe it's something that they don't want people to know. So, because where would the stuff that you're doing that you don't want people to know, what would that question be? If you do that in your spare time, I don't need to list some of these, but stuff like maybe you're drawn to a certain something that isn't really working on your behalf, a certain habit. Smoking set habit, or a drinking or eating or a sex habit, like something that's a little bit out of the norm and you wouldn't want everyone to know. So instead, on your dating site, or instead wherever you are, like in your profile, or when someone asks you in a job interview, you instead say something that isn't exactly true, but it's kind of like how you want to represent yourself. Because the average person, if an employer asks you, what do you do with your spare time? You say, I sit and scroll Instagram. That's not something that's necessarily something you're proud of. Now, in the right context, that's a fine answer. But in another context where you're trying to either impress or give a good impression of yourself to somebody, you may not admit that what you like to do is just, sit back on your chair or something, I don't know. Or again, any of those other things, have a beer there are things out there, is my point. Things out there that are guilt producing or shame producing that we're each involved in, including you. Dr. Fred, you are, but not me. You're not telling the truth exactly. So why is this being brought up? Well, there you go, true voice. And what I'm saying about this is, it's not time for you to just say your true voice in all settings. There are some settings where your true voice is not necessarily welcome. Meaning if you're having a problem with your mother-in-law, or you're having a problem with having extra beer at night, or you're having a problem with, a political view of somebody, it doesn't mean in all settings you bring that up. It doesn't. The idea here is to listen for what's being called for in the space that you're in, and then deliver something that can move the needle forward in your behalf. There's no reason to communicate if what's really happening is you're moving the needle backwards. Like if you're tightening up the miscommunication. Tightening up something that, makes the solution even further away. So I invite you, when you're communicating, to really look at that. And when you lie, or when you say a white lie, or something that's not quite the truth, I want you to really look twice at that. Okay? Like, really look twice at it. Because if you can do it one place, you're doing it probably in other places. So why did I bring up this idea of, like, what do you do in your spare time? Because it sounds like an innocuous question that has an easy answer. What I'm suggesting on this call is that it's not innocuous, and it doesn't always have an easy answer. It leaves open the possibility that what you answer isn't even what you do. Like, I like to swim. I can answer that way. And, most weeks I only get to the pool one, two, at the very most, three times a week. So when I say I like to swim, people, oh, he likes to swim. That's, like it means something. Or I like to read. But in the end, how many books do I finish? Not very many. I open up and read half or a quarter of a book, and then I tend to lose interest and open up another book. How many of you are like that? So if I just say I read, it doesn't really cover sort of the point. You might have an idea that I open up a book, I read it end to end. Maybe I even journal on it, or write in the margins, or take notes, or anything like that. Write to the author. But I don't do that. I do like to read. I do like to read until my eyes get tired and I get a nap. Or, I'm better off. I'm in contacts today, so I'm better off with my glasses and contacts when I'm reading. Or I like Audible too. It's kind of fun to listen to a book while I read it. It seems like it gets a little bit better, in comprehension that way. So my phone number tonight is a phone number that I invite you to use. That is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. Hello, Winston. Welcome back. And we're going to be able to take calls if you're interested, but I want to take another look at something interesting. What is your favorite part of nature? Is it, mountains? Is it rivers? Is it lakes? Is it fire? Is it wind? Is it thunder? Is it snow? Is it trees? Is it wildlife? What is your favorite part of nature? Is it fish? Is it the beach? What is your favorite part of nature? Now, you have a favorite part, or you have some favorite parts, right? Parts that really please you even more than others. Back to True Voice, however, if people say, what do you like? And you say, I like nature. There's something that's not quite true about that. It would not be harder to say something like, I like trees, or I like rivers, or I like volcanoes. And, there's something a little bit truer about those answers than about the answers that we typically give, like I like it outdoors, or I like nature. So broad, it doesn't really say anything. So instead, the listener is kind of compelled to make a story up about what that means. They might look at your clothes. They might look at your face. They might look at your car and determine that he's a nature lover, she's a nature lover. And based on the fact that, that's how you dress, or that's how you look, or that's the car you drive. It's wild how many meanings we actually make out of so much of this stuff. And I'm asking you to keep touch with that. In the next few weeks, I'd like you to use your true voice. I'd like you to use it more often. When you're speaking to other people, especially the closer people in your life, say a couple things you haven't said before because you just thought they were too weird, or, maybe they actually, you were afraid of what they would think of you, or it's inconsistent with what you think they want. What you're likely to find is it doesn't have nearly the impact that you thought it did, and that other people don't have the same parameters that, circumscribe what it is that you're able to talk about. So you might say something that to you sounds outrageous, and to them just sounds like you, like something you've never said before still can sound just like it's you. we restrict ourselves because we are the ones who think that if we say that, then this will happen, and therefore we're not going to say that. And that's just another form of not speaking your true voice, and another form of possibly going to their grave with their song still in it. So I invite you, that's another space to really look at what is the story with true voice. Let me tell you about Healing the Healer. Healing the Healer is a program that's now designed, and there's a newsletter associated with it, and the program is great. It's a five-module course that's really aimed at healers who now find themselves out of business, meaning outside of the chosen profession that they went into in the first place. Maybe there was some form of disillusion. Maybe there was some form of disagreement. Maybe they just decided that if today, you know, now is the time. It's no longer floating their boat. Maybe they were asked to do things that they couldn't do in their right mind. Or maybe at times what happened is they were asked to actually perform an activity that was totally inconsistent with their core values. What does one do with that? Well, one gets blown out of the system, you know, and so oftentimes because of sunken costs feels terrible. Like, you know, I'm never going to be able to be a doctor or a nurse again because XYZ is happening. The pivot in this course is about showing you that this might be the best opportunity you've ever had to really rock forward and really create a life in a new direction. Or if you're going back into medicine, you're going back into the healing world, then maybe about, you know, actually getting back into the world intact. And this time much more aligned with your wants and needs. Now you know how the system works. Certainly healers remain really required, as there are a lot of sick people out here, though the actions that one needs to take in order to heal someone, they're much more expanded than what the natural or what the, you know, correlated natural, the natural correlated interventions that are likely to come up, I have to say. Meaning the likely interventions are not necessarily consistent with what truly is healing about. So what's it going to take? Who are you? How are you going to bring peace to your world? You might be like, I'm not that interested in peace. Really? I think you are. And I think you see that if you're one of the few people who answered that question, I'm not interested in peace, I think you see the risk as being greater than the benefit. Meaning the risk might be that you might not finish the water, that you don't like water anyways, you maybe pee too much, those kind of things. The balance is extraordinary. It kind of clears up your mind and it gives you a new sense of self. It's really, really fantastic. So, yeah. What if you drank a full gallon or maybe even, yeah, a little more than that each and every day? Amazing. We're going to soon come to a close in this conversation today. It's been a pleasure being with you. And the idea is that by next week, I'm hoping that Sam will be back and we will have maybe a guest. I'm looking forward to a great guest. And in the meantime as well, I want you to know that the best way to get a hold of me is by reaching out at drfred@welcometohumanity.net. I do have a couple trailers that are ready to go, but I don't have the website name for them. And I'll get them for you in the next visit. For now, however, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for taking care of you and yourself. It does take something to come on the call. I hope you're enjoying this, and I look forward to our next podcast in exactly 1 week. Until then, arrivederci, shalom, and good night. Bye for now. Hello, everybody, and I just wanted to thank you for getting through another episode of True Voice with Dr. Fred. Wasn't that great? It is so much fun to interact with people and then interact with my listenership about really finding True Voice and then bringing it forward. I really have never done anything more important than this, and I'm finally aligned with myself by helping others find their True Voice. Let's find your alignment. What do you really want in your life?